Yeah, it was, you know, I said I want to enjoy it, this, you know, this, I keep saying it's my last time, so I want to enjoy my last time, but I couldn't be with a better club. They're, it's an amazing group of fans. I did feel at the time it's something to repay them with, and it's only one game, but I do think you've got to be around the club to know what it's like, and it just suits me down to the ground. It fits me, you know, like a glove.
The number of chances the Palace created must have impressed you enormously.
Must have shocked the chairman as well, I think. You know, but I felt at half time we could do so much better in the final third. I thought we were a bit wasteful. You know, some of their best attacks in the first half came from our missed passes. So I thought second half we were a lot more clinical in the passing, and I thought we created a lot more. And I think Wilfred's was onside. The one that was disallowed, personally, when I look at it. But you know, it's a difficult one.
It's extraordinary that he scored that goal, isn't it, really? Given the fact he's come back, the nature of his departure, the fact that everything's gone on, and here he is, last minute or fifth minute of stoppage time, you couldn't make it out.
He'll get some more, don't worry. He's, you know, I want him to play with a smile on his face, as I do Jason Punchinen and Yannick. I thought they were brilliant today, the three of them. And, you know, we're going to need them three. And you could have gone a little bit defensive in your substitutions, but we thought, let's, you know, I said at half-time to the lads, I know you want a clean sheet, like, but I fancy having a go to win it today, you know, and the subs were very positive, and I thought they did well. I thought Campbell did well as well, you know, so I was pleased with the substitutions.
Is it fair to say this feels like a win?
No, it doesn't feel like a win. It would have been cruel if we'd have lost, because we didn't deserve to lose, but... sometimes you don't always get what you deserve in this game, and we did. You know, at least, you know, I think Wilfred's was a great save at 3, which would have put us 3-1 up. So to then be 3-2 down, it was, you know, it's cruel really sometimes, but it, you know, all credit to the lads for carrying on.
How many players are you intending to bring in between now and Monday?
Well, I'd like 4 really, if I could. We are very, very thin on the ground. And I'm not really bothered about too many people leaving either, but I'm sure there will be the odd one.
Any positions in particular? With Armand Traoré, apparently QPR have accepted a bid.
Well, I think I'd like a full-back, a centre-half, a centre-midfield player, a right-side, left-side and a centre-forward.
That's more than 4. Well, you've kept us guessing, Neil, I think it's fair to say.
OK, thank you very much.
And Neil, overall, congratulations. If you continue to play like that for the remainder of this season, you're not going to have a problem.
Well, I just think, you know, you don't finish where they finished last season without having good players. I think you've just got to believe in it, and they've been a bit disappointed. The last home match was disappointing by all accounts, but we'll soon get those fans behind that goal bouncing, I'm sure.
And with a sort of performance like that, with Wilfred Zaha coming on, you always get the impression that there's certainly more to come from the club as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, all I want Wilfred to do is play with a smile on his face and be positive. You know, people criticise. I've heard people say that his attitude's not good. I've never known Wilfred not have a good attitude, mate. And I've known him since he was a kid. So I can't praise his attitude enough, mate. So, you know, I'm looking forward to working with him.
And finally for me, I think there must be a tinge of disappointment. You're not getting on the bus to go home tonight without 3 points.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, it would have been very disappointing to have gone home with no points and have 2 weeks to think about what might have been.
And just finally, you want Wilfred to play with a smile on his face. You've got a smile on your face today. Do you feel like you've missed it now that you're back?
I didn't before the game, when my stomach was going around like never before. I thought, what am I doing half an hour before the game? But once the whistle went, I enjoyed it. You know, all I wanted is the lads, which in training 2 days have been brilliant. Yes, we've worked on a few things, and you could see that a little bit more. We were positive today, weren't we? You know, I'm sure if we tighten up at the back, everybody knows. I felt sorry for Kelly having to play left back when he's a right-sided lad, but he did well. You know, I thought overall we were very, very good.